You're listening to The Scene on Illinois Edition with me, Rachel Otwell, and from the Illinois Times,
me, Scott Feingold.
So, Scott, this week you have a story in the Illinois Times that is all about the state of the arts in the Springfield area.
Right, specifically the visual arts. Just talking to some of the members of some of the more active groups that are putting on art ranging around town, from the very established Springfield Art Association to, more independent group like the Pharmacy and the Demo Project, and talked a little bit about the merger between Springfield Art Association and the Prairie Art Alliance, the opening of the new collective and how that's been going a year on in, and also talked to Claire Frasche about her First Friday's monthly shows that she'd been doing at Cafe Brio until Cafe Brio went away just recently, and she's looking for a new location for that. So all kinds of art going on from all those different places, but one thing that's happening that's kind of new for Springfield anyway is an new artist residency program, which is being administered by the Springfield Art Association, where they will be inviting artists to live on the campus of the Springfield Art Association with a duplex that they've purchased. And we were recently with Betsy Dollar on the Springfield Art Association grounds, and she gave us a little tour and explained a little bit about what that program is going to be.
So now you'll hear us taking a look around at the duplex, which will house four artists, hopefully. That's the goal in the coming year, who will be part of the residency program. Here's Betsy Dollar.
So we're just starting to do some work on all of this. We have new stoves donated. I'm still working on getting new refrigerators, and there's still quite a bit of cleaning and painting to do. I mean, it's a very well-built structure. It's your typical sort of 1930s, I think, duplex, and it's still, the kitchens are still in their 1940s glory, I think, but, you know, everything's very functional. So each unit has two bedrooms, a good size living room and dining room, and a bathroom. So we're planning on two artists living as roommates in each unit and sharing the space. And then depending on their media, they can either use the studios at the Art Association, or we will help them find other workspaces as needed, depending on what they need. We're also talking in the very long term to put a black and white darkroom in the basement of the building. It has a full basement, so we'll add a washer and dryer again for the residents.
I know that other organizations that have done this, a lot of times some of the artists that would go for this kind of program would be called upon to do some of the rehabbing or improvements themselves. Is there any element of that?
There may be, as we go along and, you know, decide what needs to happen. I think the first couple people who live in each of the units may get to do some painting and some additional work as they live here and say, this needs to happen. Okay, maybe
yeah,
we can do that.
We're in a room that's half white and half red, so maybe they would want to repaint this room.
Exactly, Yeah, this unit is actually in slightly better condition color-wise, et cetera, than the top unit. The floors are actually, particularly again in this unit, in pretty good shape underneath. So we will probably take out the wall-to-wall carpet and, you know, throw in some area rugs. We actually have a plea going out that anyone who has some nice furniture or housewares that they would like to donate to help furnish these units, we are taking donations.
That was Betsy Dollar giving us a look at the duplex that will soon be at home for resident artists or the Springfield Art Association campus. I have to disclaim that I'm going to be part of a fundraiser for the Springfield Art Association, so just throwing that out there. So, Scott, if people want to check out your story, how would they do that?
Well, just look for the Illinois Times on stands all over town, or else go to IllinoisTimes.com. It'll be right there at the top.
Yep. If you're listening in Champaign, probably going to have to go to the website.
Mm-hmm.
But again, that is IllinoisTimes.com, right?
Right.
Cool. And so we're going to have an interview coming up with a jazz artist from Champaign-Urbana, But first, we have a couple holiday-type shows to tell you about, the first one being in Springfield. What do you know about that one, Scott?
Well, the Radon Lounge is having their Christmas Explosion, which is probably a little less violent than that sounds. It's got Timber, Hush Pad, and the Dandelion Pickers will all be playing at the Radon Lounge. If you haven't been to the Radon Lounge before, you just go to their Facebook page and send them a message, and they'll tell you where to go. It's not publicly posted, but it's also not extremely difficult. So, go ahead and check that out. Fun Christmas show over at the Radon Lounge.
One of the bands on the bill I've seen a couple times and enjoy. They're out of Lincoln. Indie, folky, kind of dream pop almost. They're called Hush Pad. They have a song that's called Illinois Girl. So here's a taste of that.
She was looking at an Illinois girl. I was just
So that was Hush Pad, and as Scott was telling us, they will be part of the Christmas Explosion show happening at the Radon Lounge on Friday night. And again, if you want to attend but you're not sure yet where the Radon Lounge is, hop on Facebook, go to their page, and shoot them a message. They will give you the address. In lieu of Culture Corner this week, we're also going to talk about a show in Champaign, which is will be nostalgic for some, and there's some Christmas holiday type tunes to preview. So Scott's going to tell us more about that.
Mabel's Night, Unplugged at the Accord. Those of us who were around in the 80s and early 90s remember Mabel's, which was sort of the big club for rock shows and the like in Champaign. There was a whole scene that came out of that, including bands like Titanic Love Affair and the Elvis Brothers, who still have cult followings. And, of course, Jay Bennett, the late Jay Bennett from Titanic Love Affair, was in Wilco. And later he collaborated with current Springfield resident Edward Birch, who is going to be performing along with several other people from the old Mabel scene, including Jay Rosenstein, Brian Leach and Brian Crum, Nick Rudd and Lynn Canfield, Ken Drasnick, David Adams and Donna Nelson, and several others. And so if you are a person who remembers Mabel's in its heyday, this is a good time to go and check that out. Because it is a holiday right now, I'm going to go ahead and play a track from a record that was made by Edward Birch in a configuration called the Kennett Brothers. This is their reworking of the Leuven Brothers song, originally entitled Satan Israel. This is Santa Israel.
Santa Israel, working in spirit, you can see him and hear him in this world every day. Santa Israel, working with power, he can tempt you and lead you astray.
That was the Kennett Brothers with Santa is Real. Edward Birch from the Kennett Brothers will be performing at the Accord on Friday as part of Mabel's Night Unplugged.
So what's another song off of this album you've brought it for us?
Well, there's one song on here by the late Jay Bennett of Wilco called Christmas in Prison. That last sound sounds like a pretty great title. And so we can take a listen to that.
Even when I don't dream, her name's on my head.
That was Jay Bennett with Christmas in Prison.
And explain again what we're listening to here, Scott.
This is a Christmas recording from several years ago by a lot of Champaign, Illinois scenesters. It's kind of a novelty Christmas record, a lot of covers and some reworkings of songs, including some of the performers who are going to be playing at the Accord as part of Mabel's Night.
All right, so let's take a listen to maybe one more tune from that album.
Sure. This is a song by Edward Birch. It's called There's Always Tomorrow.
There's always tomorrow for dreams to come true. Believe in your dreams, come what may. There's always tomorrow. For dreams to come true, tomorrow is not far away. We all pretend that the rain.
That was There's Always Tomorrow by Edward Birch. We've been previewing some of the songs on an older album that was put together by some Champaign musicians. And there's a show that people can go that's related to that, right, Scott?
Yes, it's going to be Friday at the Accord in Champaign. It will be Mabel's Night Unplugged.
And now some more Champaign music for your ears. We have Eric Binder joining us on the phone. He is a doctoral jazz study student at the U of I, and he is the drummer in the new standard duo. He's joined by a saxophonist, which makes for a unique combo. And he's here to tell us about the group, which is just premiered with their debut album, which is self-titled. So again, this is Eric Binder with the New Standard Duo.
The New Standard Duo is a jazz duo that's sort of a new take on a classic, you know, kind of idea on two jazz musicians playing together. Typically we have trios and quartets in jazz music, but you know, throughout the evolution of jazz, we've experienced a lot of different duos, either, you know, vocalist guitar, vocalist piano. We kind of took that idea, and the new standard duo is something that wasn't really done, and that's saxophone with drums.
So you're the drummer for the duo. Who's the saxophonist?
Yeah, the saxophonist is a doctoral student at the University of Illinois, Robert Brooks.
That was another question, too, was if you guys were, if this was a product of meeting at the U of I, because you yourself are a doctoral jazz studies student.
Yeah, so when I started at U of I, fall of 2014, I was, you know, my first year of my doctorate, and Robert was actually finishing up his master's degree. You know, we both played on each other's recitals and, you know, did gigs here and there, and about mid-year or so last year, we decided to do the duo, and it was actually kind of inspired on my end by John Coltrane's Interstellar Space, which is a saxophone drum duo. I believe that's the only one from that time, and that's with Rashid Ali on drums and John Coltrane on saxophone. That's more freer than what we did, but kind of where I got the idea.
And so I know the new Standard Duo debut album, which is self-titled, has some John Coltrane tunes on it. Why don't you share one of those with us?
Giant Steps is a classic John Coltrane tune. It's a hard tune to solo over for a melodic instrument because of the chord structures. It's a matrix that Coltrane is famous for. This is an arrangement that I did, and I took each note of the melody and I made it a separate entity.
That was the new Standard Duo's version of Giant Steps by John Coltrane. I'm speaking with Eric Binder. He is part of that duo. You're a drummer. Tell us about why jazz and why drums in particular for you as a musician.
when I was younger and growing up, my dad, who's been a big influence on me musically, although not a musician, he always was listening and appreciated all types of music. And, you know, he kind of showed me Rush and Jimi Hendrix and Cream and all the classic rock bands. That kind of sparked my interest in playing the drums. From there, that was about sixth grade, and I did the band through high school and stuff, and I played a lot of metal and things like that. I was pretty much a garage band drummer until college. My parents said that, you know, either I went to college or I got a job. So I had to figure out what I wanted to go to college for, and I thought music would be cool. So I kind of went into it blindly and, you know, had to do a lot of work to catch up to everyone else. I did an associate's degree, and then I did a bachelor's degree in music education. And at that point, I was strictly a classical percussionist and a garage band drummer. And at the end of my bachelor's degree, around 2012, I discovered jazz, and I just fell in love with it and loved the way it sounded, loved the way it felt. And it was just really took me on. And from then on, I really had no interest in any other music.
That's Eric Binder. He's been talking to us for The Scene about the new standard duo and their debut self-titled album. And for the song of the week, we're going to feature a song off the album, which, as you explained, is kind of standard jazz songs that you've reimagined.
This one wasn't as much reimagined as dug up from jazz history. Pumpkin, which is an Andrew Hill composition, is a very interesting tune. Andrew Hill is kind of an experimental, if you would, jazz composer. Tunes could be very quirky and very off the path of normalcy that you'd expect. Pumpkin is just that, and we kind of did what we can to stay as close to it as possible and honor Andrew Hill in that way.